my grandmother and Yvonne and I, we'd walk about 3 or 4 miles, or maybe 5, every Sunday, every Wednesday night, and every Friday night to church. And I heard a sound in there that I'll never forget. You know, there was no pianos, no guitars and drums, you know, just a wooden floor with wooden benches. And people clapping their hands and patting their feet and singing. And I was a little girl, but I felt it. I felt the spirit of it then. And that's something that I treasure. And actually, I got the worst whipping down there for singing the blues. You know, no one had ever told me what I was supposed to sing. And I would walk to school every morning, walking down the gravel road, and the jukeboxes would be playing already, you know. And you could hear the music. This song just grabbed me, and I learned it. And I would hear, "You made me leave my happy home."
You took my love and now you gone. Since I fell for you.
The kids at school knew I sang. They knew I liked to sing, so they pushed me on stage one day for a variety show, and that's what came out. And my uncle was there. I saw him, I thought he was coming up to pat me on my head and say, "You're doing good." But instead, he snatched me off the stage. Yeah, he snatched me off the stage, pushed me on out through the school door, on to my grandmother's house, pushed me in her door and said, "This young'un is up at the schoolhouse singing the blues." And what did he tell her that for? She, "Oh, you singing the blues, huh? You got there and get me some switches." Oh, yeah, I was smart. I came back. I said, "Grandma, I can't find no switches." Yeah, she said, "Don't you make me have to go." You know, so she got my little legs and every lick. "You don't sing no blues in this family. You sing church." Well, see, I didn't know that. So I started printing letters to my mother. I wanted to come home from the city, but Grandma wouldn't let me sing.